It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. 10 industrial polluters in Allegheny County emitted a total of 1.4 million pounds of toxic pollutants into the air in 2013, including substances linked to cancer, breathing problems, heart disease, and nervous system damage. This according to a report released this morning by Penn Environment Research and Policy Center. Here to discuss this new list of the top 10 polluters and their impact on the health of county residents is Adam Garber, Field Director for Penn Environment Research and Policy Center. Adam Garber, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
If you have a comment or question, you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is essspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at essspgh. We'd like to hear from you if you live in the areas of some of these polluters. We'd like to know how it's impacting you and what you'd like to see done about it. Again, the number 412-246-2002. I don't think anyone would be surprised, Adam, to learn that the Shenango Coke plant on Neville Island made the list. We've talked about it on this program before, but it's only listed at number 9 among the top 10 polluters, which I was a little surprised to see. So what were some of the names at the top of the list?
Yeah, well, the Toxic 10 report shows that, you know, there's just a number of industrial facilities putting out huge amounts of air pollution. The number one facility was Carpenter Powder Products, and honestly, we were a little surprised by it, too. What's notable in Carpenter's case is that it emits a large amount of chromium, and chromium is a highly neurotoxic chemical when it's emitted into the air, as well as carcinogen, and so it really, while isn't a ton of overall pounds of pollution, it's extremely hazardous to the local community.
And this is out in Bridgeville.
It is out in Bridgeville, yes. And there's actually, it shares an address with another facility. So there's, it's a two for one deal, if you will, right there. Universal Stainless and Alloy Products, which is also ranked pretty highly on the list.
And there's also number two, Cheswick Power Plant in Springdale, which is another one that maybe a lot of folks haven't heard of. Because number three is the U.S. Steel Clairton plant. Now that's one that everybody pretty much knows about. But the Cheswick Power Plant, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Cheswick's another good case. I mean, power plants tend to rank pretty highly when you look at air pollution because they put out a huge amount of it. What's noticeable in Cheswick's case is it has a huge amount of arsenic compounds coming out of it. So everyone knows arsenic. Everyone knows not to drink it, but you also don't want to breathe it in. And that was one of the reasons Cheswick ranks really highly. It's also worth noting in Cheswick's case, in addition to the toxic air pollution it puts out, it also puts out a significant amount of ozone-forming pollution that causes respiratory problems. So it has a set of other issues associated with it.
And very unfortunately for the folks in Bridgeville, there's a second Bridgeville entity in that top 10 list ranked at 7th, Universal Stainless and Alloy Products.
Yes, Universal is a metal-producing facility there in town, so a part of the steel history of Pittsburgh. And because it produces a lot of different types of metal, and in the stainless process it uses, it actually emits a significant also amount of chromium, which is, as I said earlier, a major neurotoxin. So these are chemicals that are coming out and heavy metals that are coming out that you definitely, long-term exposure can increase risk of cancer. The Pittsburgh area actually ranks in the top 0.3% in the nation for cancer from these type of facilities, and it's exactly because of places like Universal.
And there are places all over the county that are contributing to our pollution index. How did you go about compiling this list? What were these rankings based on?
Yeah, so what every facility or almost every facility reports to the Toxic Release Inventory, which is an EPA database of toxic emissions for most industrial facilities. And so they then do a secondary look at chemicals known as the Risk Screening Environmental Indicator. Basically, this says how hazardous is each of these metals when it's breathed in through air pollution. And so what we did is we basically cross-referenced these two databases to get a hazard risk score for each facility, how much pollution it's putting out based times how much hazard is posed to public health from that pollution, and then use that to rank these 10, all the facilities in the county, and these 10 were at the top of the list.
And how is this impacting the health of residents specifically? You talked about some of the effects, some of the diseases that people can contract from inhaling or ingesting some of the byproducts of these polluters. Have you had a chance to do some sort of measurement, or was that factored into this top 10 list, the impact that this is having on the health of residents in the county?
So we did not do that kind of analysis. What we did actually was we wanted to do this in Allegheny County cut for its history of air pollution problems, and because previous studies have already shown that you're at a higher risk in the county for cancer from industrial polluters, from cancer in general, from neurological diseases due to air pollution. And we really wanted to look and see who were the polluters, who were the facilities that were really making it so that Pittsburgh, breathing in Pittsburgh, a very basic act, was so hazardous to people's health.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Adam Garber. He's Field Director for Penn Environment Research and Policy Center, joining us to talk about the report released this morning ranking the top 10 polluters in Allegheny County. If you have a comment or question, 412-246-2002 is the number to call. If you are in one of these areas, maybe you're a resident of Bridgeville where there are two of the top 10 polluters on this list. We'd like to hear from you about your concerns, how it's impacting your health, and what you'd like to see done about it. And Adam, we keep hearing about numerous national and international organizations and publications lauding Pittsburgh's livability. And yet, in many parts of Allegheny County, the industrial pollution that many thought was a thing of the past is still plaguing us. Why has this situation persisted?
There's probably a few reasons, but I think Pittsburgh's done an amazing job recasting itself as a modern, vibrant community. The industrial history of the city just takes years to recover from is the first problem. So there is an intense concentration of these type of industrial facilities in the county due to that history that makes it a greater health risk. And then the second is there's just more that the Allegheny County Health Department needs to do and our elected officials need to do to actually make sure not only are these facilities following existing health based standards, but that actually those health-based standards are putting public health first and protecting communities from these dangerous toxins.
Isn't that the job, though, of the health department? I mean, why aren't they enforcing? Is it a matter of not enforcing certain standards? Are companies, are some of these polluters, are they violating the laws, or are the laws being enforced? And if so, then why is there so much pollution in the air?
Yeah, probably most of the pollution in the report is actually legal pollution. So the TRI database is self-reported. But there's two problems. I think one is we didn't look at violations per se in the report, but we did find certain cases like Shenango, as you mentioned earlier, has a chronic case of environmental violations that need to be dealt with increased fines and real serious consequences if they're not going to follow the law. And then in addition, we need to look closer at those public health standards that then develop into the permits for each facility and say, what does the best available science, what do doctors, what do public health professionals say we need to do when you look at the whole picture of all the facilities in the region to actually make sure that there's not a serious risk of cancer or neurological diseases from these types of pollutants?
Should there be a new standard? If, as you say, and the total was 1.4 million pounds of toxic pollutants that have been released into the air or that were measurably released into the air in 2013. So, and this is legal?
It could vary, but it's probably mostly legal. Companies tend to not report illegal levels of pollution. So this is self-reported data.
Right.
It could be worse.
It could be worse, but it's bad enough as it is. You're saying that this is contributing to all sorts of harmful side effects, disease. So should we be revisiting the standard here? Should we be looking at a new way of keeping people healthy? Because clearly this, based on what you're reporting, is not the way.
Yeah, we definitely should. Look, I mean, the county ranks, like I said, in the top 0.3%, the 99.7th percentile in the entire nation for cancer costs from these type of facilities. That's really unacceptable. And I think for a city that has recast itself as a modern, vibrant city and community, you know, if people are going to, businesses are going to move here, people are going to want to raise their kids here, we have to seriously start cutting back on these types of pollution. And there are available technologies that will allow a lot of these companies to continue to operate and produce and create jobs and all while reducing this pollution significantly and making it safer and healthier for everyone to breathe the air.
412-246-2002, the number to call to join the conversation with Adam Garber, Field Director for Penn Environment Research and Policy Center. Again, the report released this morning, the top 10 polluters in Allegheny County. And let's go to John in Fox Chapel, who has a question. Hi, John. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi. Glad to be here.
Go ahead with your comment or question for Adam Garber.
Yeah, my question is, the EPA regulates all the top 10 polluters that this research, quote-unquote research, Penn Research has uncovered. So I really think that this organization and the gentleman you have on have a hidden agenda, because the EPA does that, and they regulate what levels of pollution an organization can have. So I find this very one-sided conversation with a very, I'm not sure what kind of research department they are, and report least Monday, and
John, hang on, stay on the line, please. We can certainly parse through the report. I'm not sure I get what you're saying with it being one-sided. They are reporting information that has already been self-reported by these particular companies. So, and what they're saying is wait a minute, John. What they're saying is the public has a right to know this. So, what is one-sided about it?
I understand that. What sense is, why are you just like breaking report and top 10 reporters? You just said it was already reported before.
No, the information was self-reported, but they've compiled a list and a ranking of the top 10 polluters. Have you seen that somewhere else?
Well, I you can certainly see who's polluting by the EPA report. So I do find this one-sided. Shouldn't you, if this is already reported, shouldn't you have some industry representative here?
An industry?
Also, except you have this guy that says, hey, cancer's everywhere and this is the reason for cancer.
Well, John, I'm the host. So, I will control this conversation. And as far as inviting members of industry, we have repeatedly asked for representatives of the Shenango plant to join us, and they have declined our offer. So, as far as that goes, these chairs in this studio have been made available to those folks. Adam, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to clarify also one other thing. The EPA, there's two things worth knowing. One, the data comes, like I said, from the EPA and from self-reported data. So it is an analysis of existing data. That is true, but the first time it's been analyzed this way. The second thing worth noting, actually, in this case is the Allegheny County Health Department actually enforces the Clean Air Act here in the county. So while the EPA is the national agency, they've given power over the enforcement side and what the clean air standards in Allegheny County should be to the local health department. So in this case, actually, it's not the EPA who should be enforcing the law. It's the local health department and evaluating what is best for the health of the citizens of the county. And so that is, I think, a really important distinction and gives more local control over these issues, which is good.
And is it fair to say, for lack of a better way of characterizing it, that there's a bit of a shell game that goes on with these particular numbers in terms of companies? For example, at certain times of the day, the Shenango Coke Works can be over the limit, and then an alarm goes off somewhere, but then they pull back, and so they're fine until the next time it happens.
Yeah, I mean, there's permits come out with daily limits, monthly limits, et cetera. And so there can be this moving around of pollution. What's really important to look at the end, and honestly isn't easy in one of our recommendations, is what is the how much toxins are in the air near these communities, what's basically known as fence line testing, and that needs to be that kind of daily and ongoing monitoring at these facilities would let us know actually what's being emitted, not just the self-reported data, what's being emitted at certain times of day better, which would allow us to get a better picture of what is the local impact. But this database is one of the best used databases that is currently available for analyzing these sort of emissions.
Let's go to Carol in McKeesport. Carol, hi. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I left Bellevue. Now, I do acknowledge that Shenango is a problem, and it's worse on one side of the hill than it is on the other. I was on the other side of the hill, so I didn't notice Shenango that much. I'm in McKeesport now because I left Bellevue. I lived there for 20 years, but I was forced to leave Bellevue because of low-to-the-ground emissions of neighborhood wood smoke. This fire pit issue is ridiculous. and the Allegheny County Health Department does not want to deal with it because they're afraid of the politics of it. I absolutely agree that industrial pollution needs to be gone after, but it is ridiculous that everybody's afraid to deal with the politics of neighborhood wood smoke.
Okay, let me jump in.
It's the same as tobacco smoke. But 10 pounds of wood, when you're burning it, even the so-called pretended clean, dry wood, it's a couple thousand times the dose of secondhand tobacco smoke. But it's the same toxins, the same carcinogens, and it is unacceptable that this is allowed in this county.
Okay, Kim. Carol, excuse me. Kim is next. Carol, thank you. I don't mean to cut you off, but we are limited in terms of time, and you do bring up a good point. What about the pollution that comes from private entities as opposed to corporate entities? That's not what this report is about, but is it something that, based on Carol's concerns, should be more seriously considered?
Yeah, we should be concerned about private wood smoke and other issues. Two things to, I think, note. One is it's not toxic emissions. Usually it tends to be more smog and soot, which are respiratory problems and hugely problematic. And then the second thing is, it's hard to analyze how much of it is, but there's a real question. I think if you looked at how much wood smoke came from these communities, it might be well outweighed by the amount of total similar pollution coming from facilities like Cheswick. And so how do you get your biggest bang for your buck when you're trying to reduce this pollution, and often going after these industrial polluters who put out millions of pounds of pollution like that will get you a lot more reductions.
Let's go to Kim now in Lawrenceville. And Carol, by the way, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Kim, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I'm calling. I live in Lawrenceville, and I moved here 7 years ago. I live right by the Sunoco Logistics plant. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, because you've faded. I'm on the phone, but I can't quite hear you.
All right,
you
live by the Sunoco Logistics plant.
Yes, and from the very first night I moved in, I smelled gas fumes type stuff. I've had my house tested. It's not my house. I for 7 years, I can't quote you the names because I'd have to corral them all. I have sent letters to Jim Thompson. I've talked by phone to people in EPA, DEP, Health Department. I've gone to meetings, and I even talked to an engineer at the Sunoco Logistics plant by phone, and he said it would be what's been happening is that between 11 o'clock at night and 4, these awful gas fumes seep into the house. And I'm not the only one here. I have asthma now. The little boy down the street has asthma. Neighbors can smell it. And yet, nothing's happening.
Okay, well, and I don't think this is the only place where this is happening. I think if you live farther down the river by the Ohio River, you can sometimes smell this, and it's an overnight thing. Do you know what's going on with this, Adam?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, I'm not as familiar. I mean, I can say the facility didn't pop on our list of toxic air emissions, but smells can be associated with a multitude of issues and often are precursor to serious levels of emissions that can cause public health impacts. So when you're smelling something, it's definitely worth calling the health department and flagging it for folks and wondering what's going on, because it often means that the levels of air emissions in the area are potentially getting impactful on health.
And what can Kim do? What recourse does she have?
Yeah, I think the first thing is exactly right, which is, it sounds like you've talked to the health department and reported it. And then I think
she's not getting anywhere, though.
Yeah, I think the second thing is, one of the things that a lot of these communities have done is organize the rest of the community to push for stronger permitting standards under the process. I mean, I can say Penn Environment would be happy to talk more with you, Kim, about how to do that. But often on these issues, because the industries have so much political power, it takes a number of citizens being concerned. And what I find talking to people in the Pittsburgh area is that, a lot of people have these smells. They notice them. And the question is, does everyone speak up? And if everyone spoke up about the smells and the health concerns associated with them, I think we'd see a significant change in some of these standards, not only around the toxic 10, but also around all these other facilities that also contribute to this pollution.
Let's take one more call from Emily in Mars. Hi, Emily. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi. Hi, thanks for taking my call. You had said that the violations are not included in this report, and I was wondering how easy that would be to include that, because I feel like some of these corporations may consider violations and fines just the cost of doing business. So if they've been fined multiple times and it's not making a difference, then maybe that's something that should be looked at closer.
Right. Well, that's a good point, Emily. And Adam, if this report is not painting the full picture of the risks that these industrial air polluters pose, what else should we know?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, it doesn't look at the violations necessarily. And the biggest reason is they're not that easy to get a hold of. And they're all on paper still. You have to do massive file review. I mean, we're talking about probably dozens, if not hundreds of hours of work. And so if it was all computerized, we would be able to look more at who are the most chronic environmental violators in the county, which I think would have maybe even pop up different facilities or some of the same and tell us more about it. And then the second thing is we need to not make it the cost of doing business. If you violate our environmental laws multiple times, if you do it once, really, there need to be serious consequences. And those consequences need to significantly increase every single time to make sure that they don't keep happening again and again. That all being said, this is one way to look at the air pollution problem and the toxics problem in the state or in the county and really understand what's going on. You can slice the pie a bunch of different ways, from smog emissions to soot, and each of those paint a different piece of the picture. There's a lot of work to be done here in Allegheny County, and folks can learn more about how to do that if they go to www.toxic10.org to learn how close you are to these facilities and what more we need to do to clean up the air in the Pittsburgh region.
Okay, and we can squeeze in one more call if we do have somebody on the line. And so I was going to ask you what you hope will happen and what Penn Environment is urging the public to do, but it sounds like you pretty well outlined that for us there. So is there a website that people can go to? And we'll link to it at our website, wesa.fm, so folks can see this report and also the list of the top 10 polluters, worst polluters. There aren't just 10, but these are the 10 worst in Allegheny County.
Yeah, so if you go to toxic10.org, you can do a few things. First, you can actually put in your address, your place of work, your kid's school. Find out how close you are to the toxic 10 in that community area and what the health impacts of the pollution are. And then you can call in the Allegheny County Health Department to help clean up these facilities. There is a lot more work to be done, and together we can actually clean up these and many of the other polluters in the area and make Pittsburgh a safer place for everyone to live.
And let's take one last call now from Matt in Ben Avon, which is one of these communities that is affected by Shenango. Matt, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome. Go ahead with your comment or question.
I live right across the river from Shenango in Ben Avon, and the next two towns to the east are Bellevue and Avalon. That makes up the Northgate School District, which is Avalon and Bellevue is directly downwind from Shenango. Northgate School District has the highest asthma rate in the state of Pennsylvania, higher than Clairton, where U.S. Steel is, higher than school districts in Philadelphia that are near oil refineries. And it's something like 20% of the children in Avalon and Bellevue have asthma. And asthma is listed as the highest health risk for fine particulate emissions, which is what comes out of Shenango big time. So I just wanted to get that observation in.
Well, we thank you for sharing that, and we certainly hope that the conditions in that part of our area improve, but clearly it's a serious situation.
Yeah, it clearly is. I mean, Shenango has chronic not only emission problems, but violations problems. And like you said, the proximity to the schools are causing huge health impacts. In fact, one EPA study back in 2009 found, higher levels of different chromium and other pollutants associated with these operations that cause cancer and other health problems. So we're really seeing it even at the local schools impacting kids' health.
Again, you can go to our website, wesa.fm, to link to the report coming from Penn Environment Research and Policy Center on the top 10 industrial polluters in Allegheny County. Our guest has been Adam Garber, who is the field director for Penn Environment Research and Policy Center. Adam Garber, thank you so much for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Coming up, we'll look at a special investigation by our content partner Public Source into medications purchased for youth offenders at the state's juvenile corrections facilities. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.